Co-working spaces have become increasingly popular, especially in the wake of the pandemic. Jill Parrish, a London-based professional, shares her experience of working at a co-working space near her home in Twickenham. Her employer subsidizes her membership at Patch, allowing her to work there twice a week. This trend, known as working near home, is gaining traction as an alternative to working from home or commuting to the office. WeWork, a prominent co-working space provider, recently filed for bankruptcy in the US. However, smaller community-focused co-working hubs like Patch, located in residential areas, are thriving. These hubs offer a range of amenities and attract workers who seek a productive and social work environment close to their homes. Freddie Ford, the founder of Patch, emphasizes the economic viability of smaller co-working hubs, as they benefit from lower rent in towns and on the fringes of cities. These hubs also cater to working parents, providing proximity to childcare arrangements, and offer a sense of community and social interaction. Entrepreneur Vibhushan Thirukumar has established Auru Space, a co-working hub in South London, which also serves as a wellness center. Thirukumar aims to create a sense of community and local investment by providing not only workspace but also access to wellness activities and social events. While some experts believe that the demand for traditional office space is increasing, others argue that the co-working sector is growing, particularly in community-focused hubs. These hubs are seen as valuable assets to their neighborhoods, repurposing buildings and fostering connections among local residents. In conclusion, the concept of working near home in community co-working hubs is gaining popularity as a viable alternative to traditional office spaces and remote work. These hubs not only offer a productive work environment but also contribute to the local economy and foster a sense of community.